The majority of the population uses the bushes and also the ocean as a toilet, so they defecate and urinate in the open. And obviously, as you can imagine, if you have human feces lying around, this attracts flies. The flies go to the food, and of course, this gives rise to food poisoning. Children play around, and they have contact with the human feces that are lying around. So it is not a surprise that child mortality rate is so high. And bad news is that it is rising even more.
How did this compare with your recent visit to Tuvalu?
Of course, Kiribati is bigger and the population is growing a lot. Also, there is normally less rain in Kiribati than in Tuvalu. And of course, it is more difficult to deal with the whole situation. Maybe it's a more explosive cocktail, what you see in Kiribati than in Tuvalu. I think that there has to be, in both countries, more engagement from the side of the government, more ownership, more leadership, a higher prioritization of the sector. But in Tuvalu, maybe because the country is smaller, I've seen some inspiring solutions. There were some cultural resistances to the installation of eco toilets or composting toilets, and now there is a waiting list and people want it. In Kiribati, this is not the case. And I still have not understood what their vision is for the area of sanitation. They have no clear assigned responsibilities for sanitation in Kiribati. So there are projects being funded and initiated by donors. Obviously, this is not enough. A project does not solve the situation of a whole country. It has to be the other way around. The country has to come up with a strategy, with a vision that is its own strategy, its own vision.
The problems that Kiribati and Tuvalu face, do you think that they're endemic to island nations?
It is true that both Kiribati and Tuvalu are facing specific challenges due to the fact that they are small island nations. So there is an extreme vulnerability of the country. And for example, the president of Kiribati, as you know, is very vocal regarding the fact that his country is very vulnerable to the effects of climate change. This is all true. But for me, the fact they are so vulnerable is an additional argument to better prioritize these issues.